Okay.
Right on the spot.
Mom was a very good sport and let us seven fellows make beer in our basement. And somebody said, if you throw a little rice in it, it gives a little more zing. So we did. And somebody else was kind enough to advise us, if you throw a little raisins in, it gives it some more zip. So we did. And we let this stew in the crock pot in our basement. And when we were walking home from high school, half a block away, we could smell the beer. And eventually we put a hydrometer in it, and it sank to the proper place, showing it was good enough to bottle, so we did. Then we waited a proper period of a long time, a week or I don't know, and brought a bottle up out of the basement in a big hurry and opened it in the kitchen, and it went all over the kitchen sink and windows and curtains, and this displeased our mother. And
no.
So we went back and got another and walked up with it instead of running up with it, and didn't shake it, and opened it, and it too squirted all over the windows and everywhere. So then we brought up one and opened it outdoors. And Al Schuller, being a Scotsman, did not want to see any waste, so he put it in his mouth, and it almost came out his ears. But it was, understatement is that it was wild.
Now, I heard that you guys finally had to get rid of this stuff because it was detonating in the basement. And so you went down wearing, I don't know what, slickers and goggles and gauntlets and carried ice picks and proceeded to puncture each of them. Or something like that. So you need to tell that part because, I mean, I heard this when I was about 10 years old.
Well, that's your father's story. I'll let it go at that.
No. So that's the best, that's as good as it gets.
I remember the prelude to this story. The prelude to the story was that, in fact, your mother was a teetotaler, but she was against prohibition, I mean, against the federal intervention in the human rights or whatever they call them. And so she allowed you to do this. But then when they finally all exploded in the basement, she was a little worried about what the neighbors might think, and she sort of drew the line there.
Yeah, I'll bet. She was worried about the way the neighbor, not just the neighbors, but maybe the sheriff as well.
Well, speaking of messing up,